The rates of reports being filed for children age 0 through 18, 23,000, 23% of children, wait, I don't want to get this wrong. Just a second, I'm referring to my own slide. Within the cohort of children aged 0 through 18, and somebody has to explain to me why kids less than 12 are being injected right now, 60 of them have died, and 38% of that 60 were less than 2 years old. Another shocking thing about the children, on the subject of the children, is that back in the last update, which was October 21st, 5,510 children aged 0 through 18 had as the primary reported adverse event product administered to patient of inappropriate age. Someone also has to explain that to me. It needs to be explained. Children who aren't supposed to be injected are being injected in great numbers, and some of them are dying. And these are just the reports. This isn't the total count. Female reproductive issues, which was also a hot topic here tonight. And by the way, everyone, I listened to every word you said, and you were wonderful, and I'm honored to be talking in your presence. The female adverse events that the related to female reproductive issues, it's by my count, and this is again very conservative, it only considers some of the MEDRA codes listed, like amenorrhea and spontaneous abortion. It's almost at 10,000, not considering the underreporting factor. And spontaneous abortions are actually really highly reported. It's not normal. Everything we're seeing in VAERS right now, only in the context of the COVID-19 products, is very atypical when you compare it to the past 10 or 30 years. It's really, you don't have to think about this. I'm not biased. I'm just looking at data, and I'm saying what you see. One last point: cardiovascular, neurological, and immunological adverse events. If you group them together, off the charts. The statistics are it's so alarming right now. You can actually, like, for cardiovascular adverse event reports, about a month ago, it was 1 in 660 people were reporting, and via a MEDRA code, like a MEDRA code would assign, you know, the diagnosed adverse event, which could be myocarditis, it could be cardiac arrest, it could be anything heart related. 1 in 660 people. I mean, it's something that really, really needs to be addressed by the originators, but by the owners of the data. The FDA and the CDC needed to have been doing weekly or monthly reports, maybe not weekly, but monthly reports at least. Sorry about this. Sorry, I'm just turning this silly thing off. Stop doing that. It's very alarming that me, as a private citizen, I'm not getting anything for this. And I suppose by some people's definition, I'm risking some things. I really want people to know, because there's something very wrong going on here. It's very weird by any angle that you look at it from. And just a final thing, kids don't need this. They do fine. They do fine. They have beautiful little immune systems. Let them play, leave them alone. They don't need this. And it's very, very clear from the data here that they're being damaged by this, by the injections, I mean. The rates are very clearly, like the risk-benefit analysis that anybody does as an individual, they're gonna see very clearly that the risk far outweigh the benefit in the context of these injectable products.